David's Road at Manchester. Cholamoy special part two. Pace Aleph Cholamoy, Pace of Tafshin Ayin Vav. Yud Zayin Nissan Tafshin Ayin Vav. Bachamati Black.
I would just like to start by thanking Rabbi Nachum David for asking me to speak here today. And the shaila I would like to discuss is one allowed to, is it mutter to prepare to do malacha and cholamoid for Yom Tov Sheni? So for example, this year, if someone on Thursday would like to cook for Shabbos, which this year is Yom Tov Sheni, the last day of Pesach, is this mutter? And if it is mutter, we know that's the minhag is to allow it. So how is it that it's mutter? So to understand this, this question, first we need to understand the basic hakdama and what is the chalamayid, what is the isa malach and chalamayid. So we know that the malach and chalamayid is really, it starts that it's asa, but there are five heterim, the five different categories of heter, when there are certain activities which are mutter. And the two which we're going to focus on today are tzorech hamayid and oichal nefesh. So if someone wants to cook or do malacha, which involves preparing for food, then that's mutter as long as he needs it for Yom Tov, as long as he needs it for the Moed, then this is completely mutter. He can do any malacha whatsoever. And so too, even if it's not food related, as long as it's not a professional act, it's not a Maisa Uman, he can also prepare food he can do malacha for, as long as it's necessary for the Moed, as long as it's Tzorech HaMoed. So therefore, if someone wants to today go and cook for next week, for next Monday, then that's going to be asa and chalamayid, because it's a malacha. It's not tzorech hamayid. So going back to the question, is Shabbos this year, which is Yom Tov Sheni, is this considered part of the mayid or not? So again, to understand this further, what exactly the shaila is, so again, we another couple of hakdamas. Firstly, where is this makor? We said that it's malacha and chalamayid is asa. The question is, where does this come from? Where's the makor for such an issa? So the Gemara in Chagiga, the Yud Ches, talks about this. It says that malach and chalamayid is asa. And it sounds like the pashtus of the Gemara, the simple way of reading the Gemara, it sounds very much that malach and chalamayid is asa min ha-Torah. It's from the psukim, it brings different psukim to explain why it's asa. And that's the way that Rashi understands, and the Rif, and many of the other Rishonim understand like this as well. However, there are many Rishonim, the Tosfos, over here in Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and the Rambam, the Rosh, and the Tor, they all understand that no, the Malach and Cholamoid, they have different Svaras and different Rais, they bring different Rais from other places in Shas, that Malach and Cholamoid is in fact also only Midrabanon. And Halach and Amaisa, it sounds like from the Ramah that he holds that it is also Min HaTorah, but it's not so clear in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, it's not so clear which way he goes. And therefore, the Be'al Locha discusses this in Simon Tafkuf Lamed in the beginning of Hilchos Cholamoid. He discusses where this. He brings all these Rishonim who say it's Asim Min HaTorah, and those who say it's Asim Midrabanan. And he says, therefore, if you have a situation, a suffix of whether something's Asim on Cholamoid, he says, since we have such a big machlokes, we don't apply the rule of suffix Drabanan Lekula unless it's Sorech Gadol, unless it's great necessity. But otherwise, we shouldn't apply the rule of suffix Drabanan Lekula. We shouldn't be maker. We shouldn't be lenient with malacha suffix on Cholamoid, because we're machmir for those Rishonim who say that malacha on Cholamoid is Asim in HaTorah. So it comes out from all this that we try and worry with choshesh for those who've shown him who say that halacha on malach and chalamayid is asa min ha-Torah. And now going to Yom Tov Sheni. So Yom Tov Sheni, just as an introduction, Yom Tov Sheni, we know really in the Torah it says the 7 days of Pesach, obviously, but since in the times of when the Jews first moved out of Eretz Yisrael and they lived in Chutz Aretz, so they didn't, the shluchim, the messengers were based in, didn't get to them in time to tell them when Yom Tov Vishon, when the first day or seventh day Pesach was. So they'd have to keep the first day and second day, and also the seventh and eighth day they also would have to add on an extra day of Pesach at the end, because they had a suffix which day to keep. And that was a real suffix. So therefore, the Chazal were masakin hundreds of years later. Now we have a fixed calendar. So really, we should only keep Yom Tov should end on Friday. But because that was the minag of our father, that was the minag of Aseinu Bialdeinu, that was the minag, and we're worried that maybe it will go back to being as the situation as it was, but we'll forget the calendar. So therefore, they made a takana. They decreed that that we have to keep 2 days Yom Tov. Every Yom Tov, we have to keep 2 days. But it's not, even though we know it's a weekday, or this year will be Shabbos, not a Yom Tov at all. Nevertheless, we have to still keep it as like a minhag, or takona to Rabbanon, because of that's how it always was. So our question is, if you hold like those Rishonim who say that Malacha and Chol HaMoed is after Midaraisa, so therefore. The only heter which we have, therefore, is only Torah HaMoed, is only if it's necessary for the Moed, for Yom Tov. And since, as far as the Torah is concerned, this Shabbos this year is not Yom Tov at all, so how is it Mutter? Is it Mutter? How is it Mutter to prepare? We know that the Mishnah says it is Mutter, so how is it Mutter to prepare from Chol HaMoed, from this Thursday, from this week, to Shabbos this year? It's no longer Yom Tov as far as the Torah is concerned, and therefore we should say that it's also to prepare because as far as the Torah is concerned, it's no longer Yom Tov. Therefore, you can't prepare from this Thursday. You shouldn't be able to prepare from this Thursday to Shabbos. And we could ask further that even according to those who shown, we say it's also Midravanon, but in Eretz Yisrael this year, where they only keep 1 day Yom Tov, but still they have to prepare for Shabbos. The question is how there. Even if you say the issa of Malacha on Shabbos on Chol HaMoed is Midrabanan, how are they allowed to prepare for Shabbos? Surely Shabbos is after Yom Tov, and therefore it's just like preparing for Sunday or Monday next week. It's just like preparing for the next week. It's not like preparing for Yom Tov, and therefore it doesn't go in the category of Torah HaMoed of something which is necessary for Yom Tov. So how can it be that they can prepare as well there as well? So before we get to answer the question, firstly we have to bear in mind that the Prima Gadim on the Shulchan Aruch over here in Eish El Avraham in Tav Kuf Lamed Tes, he asks this question. He says that according to those Rishonim who say that Malacha and Chol HaMoed is Asa Min HaTorah, then it should come out that it's actually Asa to prepare for Yom Tov Sheni, for the last day of Yom Tov. And he leaves it as a Sarach Ian. He's not machmir the Shaila whether you can or not, because he says he doesn't find in the poskim anywhere where they say that you can, that it's Asa. But he says it. He does ask this question. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden goes a stage further, and he actually says that if you hold that Malacha on Chol HaMoed is Asa Min HaTorah, then he says that it would be Asa then to prepare for on Chol HaMoed to do Malacha, so it would be Asa to cook this Thursday for Shabbos. Let's say it wasn't Shabbos. Let's say it was. Let's for a second pretend it was a weekday. So the first answer which I'd like to suggest is from the Eish Lavram, the B'chasha Rav, in the back of the Shulchan Aruch. He says that in Simon Tov Kuf Lamed, he brings down a case what the minag used to be. He says the minag used to be to eat, like many people have, to eat Shmur Matzah for the 7 days of Pesach, and then on the 8th day, because it's only Drabbanon, they used to not eat Shmur Matzah. And he says, when did they used to bake these Shmur Matzah, these non-Shmur Matzahs? They used to bake them on Pesach. They would bake they do the malach of baking on Pesach. They would bake these Shmur Matzahs for on Chol HaMoed for after Pesach, for the second day, for last day Pesach, for the 8th day of Pesach. And he's over there. That's what he's coming to deal with. How can it be that they're allowed to do this on Chol HaMoed for the last day? Surely it's no longer. So as a Torah is concerned, it's no longer Yom Tov. And he explains. He said it's poshut that it's mutter. And he says because since the Lashon HaGemara in Chagiga is in Yutches is that the Torah handed over. The Torah handed over to the Chachamim, loim masan akosav ela lachachamim, to say what's mutter and which day is mutter, which day is asa, and which malacha is asa and which malacha is mutter. So he says, therefore, since the Rabbanon came along and decided that there's we now have to keep the second day Yom Tov, the Rabban decided that you do have to keep last day Yom Tov, you have to keep Shmini Shel Pesach. So therefore, it's nichlal in their takana. Part of their takana was, with regards to Chol HaMoed, that you can now do Malacha on Chol HaMoed. The power which Rabbanan got, were given by the Torah to decide which malacha is mutar and which malacha is asa, they now decided to use this power to say that you can do malacha on Chol HaMoed in order to keep the takana of second day Yom Tov, of last day Yom Tov. They decided that you can in fact do malacha on Chol HaMoed for last day Yom Tov, and gets it from the Lashon HaGemara. So of course this would only help for Chutz La'aretz, where we have the second day Yom Tov. For Eretz Yisrael, it's not gonna help at all this year, where they need to prepare on Thursday for Shabbos. It's not gonna help at all, because there's no takana second day Yom Tov there. So this answer's not gonna help for that at all. But at least it should help, at least for, he's only talking about Chutz La'aretz, how they're allowed to, you can bake non-shmur matzah on Chol HaMoed for Yom Tov Sheni, for the last day of Yom Tov, because the Chachamim have the power, that it was given over, even though it's awesome in our Torah, the Torah gave over the power to the Chachamim to decide what the Gedder is, when is it awesome and when is it mutter. The problem with this is, I think that Mitzvah, he's one of those Rishonim who learned that the malacha on Chol HaMoed is asa min haTorah. He brings down the big machlokes Rishonim, both that there's many Rishonim who say it's asa min haRabbanan, asa min haTorah, and he ends off that he thinks it's asa. He brings many Rishonim who say that's asa min haTorah, and he explains. And then he seems to explain that what this Gemara means, that it was given over, it was asa min haTorah, but then given over to the Chachamim. Now the way the Mitzvah explains this Gemara is, he says that anything which is not Tzorech HaMoed or Davar Avad is Asa min haTorah. The Torah handed it over to the Chachamim. They handed it over to the Chachamim to let us know, to tell us, Shezeh Asa v'Hashem Mutah. And they came along and they asked other things as well, he says. So it's very clear from the Mitzvah that it sounds like the Peshat in the Gemara is not that the Chachamim have a power to start changing and saying, they didn't have the power to change what the Torah didn't give them over them, the power to tell us, to define what is us and what's Mutter. Rather, to let us know, they're the one, since it's not written anywhere clearly in the Torah, it's Asa to anything, not L'Torah Chamoed, it's Asa. Torah Chamoed is Mutter, that we don't find that any Mefurish or Pasuk in the Torah. So therefore, it was given over to the Chachamim to decide, to tell us what's Asa and what's Mutter, to tell us that. Torah Chamoed is Mutter, not Torah Chamoed is Asa. But it's not that they have the power to start changing and coming along and saying that this is now Mutter, this is now Asa. It's just that the Chachamim, it's just like they can tell us that Tefillin have to be square. The Chachamim can tell us that Torah Chamoed is Mutter and not Torah Chamoed is Asa. And therefore, according to the way the Mitzvah seems to learn the Gemara, we can no longer say that just because the Chachamim were Masak and second day Yom Tov, we can now start, just because they were Masak and second day Yom Tov, we can now prepare from Chol HaMoed to Yom Tov. So we need to try and find a new teretz. So another suggested, there are many teretzim given, but another, I think another teretz given is in the Hesoros, the Sefer Hesoros Teshuvah. And he says that we could answer this with the concept of Hayo. Now we know the Gemara in Pesachim Mem Vav on the base mentions this, and the we know that this year, that it applies this year as well for Yom Tov. We know that it's asa to cook from Yom Tov to Chol, from Yom Tov to a weekday, it's asa to cook, because it's only something which is necessary for Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. If it's for after Yom Tov, then it's asa. And this is asa min haTorah. So the question is, how are we allowed this Friday to then to cook to Shabbos? There's nothing to do with Chol HaMoed now, just Yom Tov. So that, okay, there's Eiv Tavshilin, but Eiv Tavshilin doesn't help, because Eiv Tavshilin is the Takanah Rabbanan. How, as far as Doraisa on a Torah level, how do we bring it down to a Rabbanan in order to allow us to use the Eiv Tavshilin? The Eiv Tavshilin will only help, it's a Takanah Rabbanan, if there's an Issa Rabbanan. But if there's an Issa Doraisa, how does it help? So on that, the Gemara has two approaches. There's Avchista. Avchista says that, in fact, but there is an Issa to prepare from Yom Tov to Chol, to weekday, but from Yom Tov to Shabbos, there's no Issa. So Tzarki Shabbos is mutter to do on Yom Tov, because it's a higher Kedusha. He says, therefore, only the Rabbanim gave it and said it's Asa, and then the Rabbanim were Masakin Eiv Tavshilin. That's of Chista. Rabba says, no, it's not to do with Dafka to Shabbos, preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbos. It's Yom Tov to week, even Yom Tov to weekday is not Asim in the Torah. Why? Because he says, there's a Svar called Hayel. Hayel v'ikli yochi. Since visitors may come, you'll cook in the morning, Friday morning this week, and maybe visitors will turn up on Friday afternoon, and you'll need to give them food to eat, so you have to use this food, and therefore, it's not considered when you cook on Friday morning for Shabbos. It's not considered just solely preparing for Shabbos on Yom Tov after, or even for Shabbos or for weekday on Yom Tov. Rather, it's considered preparing from it's for this afternoon, and therefore, as far as the Torah is concerned, it's not asa. And he's Rabbanan, it would be asa. And again, there's the Eyot Tavshinim, which helps us. So now we could use this Svar of Hayah, we could use just like it's used on Yom Tov to bring it down the Issa of cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos to a Rabbanan. So too, we could use it on Chol HaMoed as well. That this if someone goes on Thursday and wants to cook for Shabbos, Thursday, maybe visitors will come on Thursday or Friday, and he'll need to give the food to them. So therefore, applying this logic of Hayel, we could say that it's going to be only Asa Midrabanon, as far as the Torah is concerned, it's Mutter, and once it's Asa Drabanon, then there's no problem, because then just the Rabbanon were Masakin second day on Tov, so Hey Mamu, Behey Mamu, they said that it's Asa, but they now said that, no, this is part of the Moed. They said that Shabbos is part, that Shabbos is part of the Moed, so as long as it's to Rabbanon, there's no problem. And this will also help us for Eretz Yisrael as well, because the Rabbanon, just as on Shabbos, from Yom Tov to Shabbos, they say that this Issa to Rabbanon doesn't apply. There they say it with Eretz Tavshilin, but here, maybe even without Eretz Tavshilin for Chol HaMoed, they went Masakin Eretz Tavshilin. They'll say there was no Issa as long as you're preparing for Shabbos, as long as now it's gone down from a Daraisa to a Rabbanon, there's no problem now you're preparing from Chol HaMoed to Shabbos. The limitation of this answer is that it will only be limited the malachas where the svar of hayon applies is only going to help us where hayon applies. So therefore, for cooking, it's going to help because maybe visitors will come. But if, let's say, someone wants to write on Chol HaMoed L'Tzorech Yom Tov Sheni, but he wants to give a drasha on Shabbos and he wants to write out. So we know writing is asa on Chol HaMoed. So it's not going to help because there's no svar that maybe visitors are going to come and use it. So therefore, this answer that's only going to, he says it himself, it's only going to help for cooking. And that's a bit of a problem because we know the minhag is to and the mishvur sounds like he's, when he says in Tafkuf Lamates, when he says that it's mutter to he says, sounds like he's saying any malacha you can do for Yom Tov, from Chol HaMoed to Yom Tov Sheni. Another problem with this is that it's not so simple that we paskin that like Rabba. Rabba said Hayel. He said the svar of Hayel. But there was Rav Chista as well, and many were shown him say that the Bialacha again discusses it in Tavkuf Chavzayin. He discusses this and he says that many were shown him say not like that. They say that we paskin like Rav Chista, and if that's the case, then there's no svar at all of Hayel. The only reason why it's mutter from Yom Tov to Yom Tov to Shabbos is because it's mutter to Daraisa to prepare for Shabbos. But let's say if it wouldn't be Shabbos this year, so let's say it would be a normal weekday, so Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, last day Yom Tov, then there would be no Heter. It would come out according to Rav Chista. There's no Heter. It would still be an Issa Daraisa to prepare from Chol HaMoed to Chol. So if we paskin like Rav Chista, which many have shown him do, so then it's going to come out problem. We can't use this answer because there's no svar of Hayel, and we're left off again with it being an Issa Daraisa. So to conclude, sounds like the Frima Gadim, who does leave off with a Tzarechian, or the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that's what sounds like, that it would, that would in fact be the Halacha, and it's a Tzarechian, why the Mishavur Paskin's not like that.
You're so much acting, you know, a couple has to be rubber, rubber crush.